Welcome to Big Ticket Pros, the podcast for agencies, coaches, and high-end service providers who know what it takes to thrive in competitive markets. I'm your host, Josh Thomas. You can find me on social media at JT Literally. Our guests share insider tips, strategies, and cautionary tales to help you close bigger deals, build stronger relationships, and scale your business faster. Big Ticket Pros is sponsored by Conversational Funnels. We booked 121 qualified sales calls in 10 days in a brand new hyper-competitive market using one simple counterintuitive approach that flipped the entire lead generation process on its head, all without any ad spend, outreach, or endless social posting. We found a new way to generate qualified sales appointments in 2025, especially if you have heavy competition on all sides. This method renders them completely irrelevant. Download the entire blueprint for free at conversationalfunnels.com. That's conversationalfunnels.com. Today's guest is Jenny Junty. Jenny is a high-performance mindset and prosperity coach, helping entrepreneurs and sales professionals 10x their business. Jenny, welcome to Big Ticket Pros. And what is one decision you made in your business that everyone told you was wrong, but you knew was right?
Oh, well, thank you, Josh, so much for having me today. I really appreciate the opportunity to be here. So I've been trying to think of a great answer for this question. And I think one of the things that other people might have told me was not the right thing to do was to start. I really cannot think of it.
That's okay. A lot of times I run into challenges in my business because I think things should be a certain way. Somebody else told me, oh, well, no, you don't do it that way. And I followed their advice. And, it wasn't that they gave me bad advice. It's just that sometimes people are a little bit too conservative, it's better not to take that risk. It's better to just stay over here where things are nice and safe. Have you ever run into a situation like that and just thought, nah, forget this, man, I'm going to do my own thing?
I mean, for me, I think that situation was just starting the business in the first place. It was a leap of faith to begin with, because it was not my background. My background was in physical therapy. So jumping what seemed to be a big thing to go from that into coaching, in a high setting and working with people who are already successful. In the beginning, I think there was a lot of naysayers and a lot of people telling me that it wasn't a smart or wise choice, but I knew inside that that was my purpose and that was what I needed to be doing next. So I just kind of jumped right into it, ignored the naysayers. And that was the biggest thing. And then once I started, I kind of just followed the programming and all of that when I was first getting started. And then from there, have been able to use my instinct in other ways.
And it's interesting while you were talking about that, I start thinking about us as potential entrepreneurs. We are surrounded by a certain group or a certain community or tribe. And when we want to venture away from that tribe, the tribe's like, no, don't do that. And, it's not like they're bad. They're just looking out for you in the best way they know how. And then when we decide, if we can, most people can't get out of that. But if we can decide to get out of that, then now we have to find a new tribe that believes the things that we want to believe. And could you talk to me about when you're leaving this current tribe that says, nah, you shouldn't do that. Stay in here in the cave where it's safe. And then you had to take those moments of vulnerability where you're exposed. Where did you find that safety and comfort in your next community? What did that look like?
Yeah. So when I first became a Proctor Gallagher Institute consultant, I jumped right into the group and asked for an accountability partner. I joined a mastermind right away because I knew that I needed to surround myself by people who were like-minded and who understood what I was doing and where I was going and why I was doing it. Because you're right, otherwise people like to just stay in the safe place because physical therapy is fine and it is safe and it is a guaranteed kind of course of action and a profession. And there are so many unknowns when you jump into your own business. So I knew I needed to find people who were going to support that and help me along the way because it's quite a roller coaster, a lot of ups and downs.
And it's kind of become your calling card about changing your results. This is something that you really focus on heavily. And I'd love to know more about, let's get into the root cause of the results that we currently get and how do we change those? So like, first of all, let's unpack the idea of there's a root cause of the results that we get. Let's start there and explain that to me. And then how do we, once we understand that, how do we change it?
Yes. So there's a few key things. And one of the most important things I find is your paradigm. So it's kind of your programming. So like if you're computer programmed, you are programmed subconsciously, whether you're aware of that yet or not. And once you do become aware of that and become of what your current programming is and your self-image, because you will never outperform your self-image. So once you know what those things are, you can start addressing them and start creating the new paradigms and the new self-image that you need in order to change your outside world and to change the results that you're getting.
And what, so for me, I'm always looking for the, you know, what's that three-step kind of process? You know, I'm like, my brain is like, if you imagine that little kid's toy where there's like a round hole and you got like the square and you're trying to put it in, like that's me constantly. So if we were to break this down, like how do I identify that as somebody that maybe is just starting my journey of self-awareness, what are some steps I can take to really understand that better?
So there's a few things. It's going to be a few more steps than just three, unfortunately. But
that's it. I'm out of here.
Some of the easiest things that you can start with. So like, for example, because I find people's money paradigms can be really limiting for them. So if you were to take the word money, put it in the center of a blank page, put a circle around it, and just write all the thoughts that come into your head around money, positive, negative, whatever it is, but you have to be completely honest. That's key. Because if you try to, you know, pretend something, it's not going to work out. So you've got to be really honest, put all the thoughts that you have around whatever that is. So your money, your goal, whatever it is that you're trying to figure out. And then you look at what these thoughts are. What are some of the common things that are coming up? What are some of the common themes? And then you start to identify, this is where my program is. This is where my paradigm is. And then when you want to change that, you have to flip it, right? So like if you say, I am not worthy of, you know, making $100,000 a month or whatever it might be, then you have to flip that around and then start to affirm to yourself and create your own affirmations or whatever it is for the system that you want to use and tell yourself the opposite of that until that becomes your new programming and you're creating new paradigms. So that's kind of a great place to start, at least to become aware and start to think through some of these things.
That's a fascinating explanation because what it reminds me of is the fundamentals of direct response copywriting. And what I mean by that is if somebody is considering buying a product, they're going to look at the features and benefits. And then when it's time to make a decision, a wall of objections is going to come up. Boom, 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 boom. It's too much money. It's not going to work for me. Now it's not the right time. I got to check with my wife or whatever. And as copywriters, our job is to basically predict what those objections will be and overcome them before they happen by turning it around. So let's talk about the money thing. Like, well, you know, I'm not worthy of money. Here's how you can look at money as something that you deserve. You know, it's like take the objection and flip it around and turn it into a positive. And that's basically what I heard there when you were saying it. Does that track with your process?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what you're saying there too, like when you're talking to somebody and you're trying to sell like these big ticket items, right? Like you're talking about here. And when you hear people come up with these things, you can just start to hear their program. You are like, that is your paradigm talking. That is your current level of awareness. That is your current, you know, way that your subconscious is programmed. And then you don't let their paradigms affect you or how you're going to address them. So like you said, when you know what these objections are, and like likely we can usually guess what they're going to be, and you already know how to overcome them, you know how to activate their imagination and get them into a new place where they can see what the possibility and the potential is to, yeah, move past those paradigms.
Awesome. So tell us, how can we learn a little bit more about what you do? Who's a good fit for engaging with you?
Yeah, so this information really is just so great and helpful for anybody. Personally, I focus mostly with entrepreneurs and sales professionals, trying to help them increase their business, increase their revenue, reach goals that they never thought were possible. So yes, in my bio, to 10x their business, and that might sound extreme, but it can really happen, and I've seen it happen. So it's really amazing to see what people can do and to see how they transform.
Yeah, that's awesome. And where can we go to learn more about that?
Yeah, so you can go to bringonpossible.com, and that there you can get a copy of a wonderful free book. I also have links to a couple of my other things. I have a Facebook group where we do some free masterminds and other things as well in there.
Okay, bringonpossible.com. Yeah. Yes, excellent. Okay, well, hey, we're going to wrap from here. Thanks so much to our guest, Jenny Jonty, for coming on and sharing a little bit of wisdom about how we break through and understand ourselves and our personal programming a little bit better. You can learn more about what she does by going to bringonpossible.com. If you're an agency, coach, professional services provider, or otherwise sell expensive stuff, we'd love to have you on a future episode of Big Ticket Pros. You can apply at bigticketpros.com. And once again, if you want to stuff your calendar with qualified, motivated prospects who want what you have, and you want to automate the entire process, download our free blueprint at conversationalfunnels.com. That's all for now. Just remember, be bold, stay sharp, and keep grinding until you get there. We'll see you later.